Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the studio the executive director of the Beringer Crawford Museum in DeVue Park, across the river there in Kentucky. Lori Risch is here, along with Mark Schlachter, who is a trustee and board member at Beringer Crawford, and also the organizer of their Music at BCM season that has begun and will continue coming up this week with Bluegrass in the Bluegrass on May 16th with the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars. Welcome, Mark. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Mark. We're glad to be here.
Well, I'll begin with you, Lori. There's a lot happening at the Beringer Crawford as we're heading into the summer season. Here, Memorial Day just around the corner, and of course, folks always looking for something to do. And a lot of things happening at Beringer Crawford beyond this music that we'll get to with Mark here in just a moment. Preview a little bit of what's happening.
Well, you know us. There's always something happening at Beringer Crawford, and we welcome everybody to come and see us and visit us and participate in all the activities. But along with the music series, which is a signature event at the museum, we will have lots and lots of activities, including children's summer camps activities, from archaeology to a doll workshop to nature programs with grandparents and grandchildren. It's great, great fun. It's a perfect endeavor for, you know, solving the summertime blues, and come on up and spend some time with your children. We are also going to be kicking off a new exhibit on June 2nd, which is the Northern Kentucky Music Legends.
Yes.
It's a brand new endeavor for us. We're collaborating with the Northern Kentucky Music Hall of Fame group, where they're going to be inducting, I think there's about 12, starting off the inaugural induction this year, of musicians or performers, composers, lyricists, and others who have contributed to the music scene in Northern Kentucky for at least the past 20 years. So that's a new exciting activity for us.
Wow. And a lot of folks don't realize that you cover a lot of ground at Beringer Crawford Museum. Some folks might show up for the trains, some for the two-headed calf, but you really, with these children's camps, seem to cover all the interests that are covered at Beringer Crawford.
We do. You know, our mission does circle around for natural history and art history and cultural and historical endeavors of all kinds. So we're in the greatest green space in Northern Kentucky in DeVue Park, and we take advantage of that, especially with our children's programming.
Now, you talk about the art, and fresh art is something that happens each year at Beringer Crawford, and already it's looming again, though it doesn't happen until September. The Call to Artists is open now.
Isn't it amazing how time flies?
When you're having fun, yes.
We are fresh art. You can either think of it as ending our summer activities or beginning our fall activities, but it's been an absolutely fantastic, challenging program for artists that we have hosted for the past. This is our 21st year. So we do have our Call to Artists out. The event itself is on September 14th. There is a $30 entry fee. We welcome all kinds of artists from any kind of medium that they do. And this year we have a new prize, cash prize, $1,000 in prizes from our William and Patricia Applegarth Fund. So a little bit of incentive for artists to come on in and join us and have some fun. It's where they create a piece of work in one day, and we auction it that same night. So they have to work fast. It's challenging depending on the weather, and it's great fun with the audience and the activities that occur.
As a matter of fact, I think when we talked a few months ago, we were talking about the Fresh Art event, and because it was the 20th anniversary, and now it's
yes.
the 21st annual. As it goes
there
along.
We go. Time flies.
Well, I'll turn to you now, Mark, for the music at BCM, a great series that happens. It's already begun back in April. It began with Wine in Spring and a little jazz, and continues this week, May 16th, or coming up May 16th, with Bluegrass in the Bluegrass and the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars. How did you become the guru of the music series at Beringer Crawford, Mark?
I must spend a lot of my youth sitting in the control room of WNOP when they were still on the second floor of the John Building in Newport, Kentucky. And it's been downhill ever since.
So you came around with this music, and though I would imagine you do have a love of the jazz, and well, the series started out with jazz, really you cover a lot of bases with the music of BCM season.
We try to be sort of the vegetable soup of the music series in town. And we try to make sure that it's a very high quality of vegetable soup. And variety is key, but it's quality that we're looking for in everything. the wine in the spring. We had this amazing group that created the entire thing just for us. It was Pat Kelly on keys, Jim Anderson, Rusty Burge, and we even pulled in Mark Wolfley, his sort of first call percussion at the symphony.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you don't find a group with horses like that very often, except for this week with Bluegrass in the Bluegrass. And,
the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars are just amazing and around it. I noticed that as I was looking at the schedule for the series, that there are some favorites that pop up, but also a little bit of new artistry
There's some change-up pitches in here, including Got the Spirit. That's the Brotherhood. This is the first time we've done gospel, and I've wanted to do this for 3 or 4 years, and we finally got a group. He said, yeah, that's cool. Let's do it. Beer and Brass is a perennial. Club Behringer is exciting. That's Mike Wade and his wife. Mike, we had to actually reschedule last year because he ended up touring Japan with Bootsy Collins when he was originally scheduled for us.
Oh, yeah, it's a wicked jazz.
And it's just fun all the way through. Taking care of business. We've got an Elvis impersonator with a live band.
and that's just in June. Series runs all the way through August, and that's the gospel on June 6th, Beer and Brass on June 13th. You talked about Mike Wade and Danita. That's June 20th, and Taking Care of Business, that Elvis impersonator, June 27th. And it keeps on going.
Yeah, Blues with the Bluebirds.
Nothing like that. And that comes up in July. And a favorite always at many party places in town. Robin DeLacy and DeZydeco coming up July 27th.
How do they keep the energy up year after year? That crew is just amazing. And then we close out with Cruisin', which is the good times with the Avenues. And again, it's better than any mixtape.
Now let's talk about the July 11th concert we skipped, Tulu Redux. Explain what Tulu Redux is.
Well, it's two or more bands that are being put together by these Kentucky music legends. So that's going to be a surprise when it jumps out of the box. And looking forward to that.
So I know this is a very family-friendly event and always there at Behringer Crawford. You have a nice crowd for these Music at BCM concerts.
We do indeed. Even for the opening thing, we could not get any more people in our indoor performance space. And I think with the All-Stars, you're going to see hundreds. And by the time we close out with Cruisin', they'll be parking down the hill and coming up on on the bus.
Well, that's Music at BCM, their concert season at the Behringer Crawford Museum. It continues with Bluegrass and the Bluegrass on May 16th, and then a full rundown of bands and happenings available at our website, wvxu.org. Doors open at 6. The performance goes 7 to 9 at Behringer Crawford there in DeVue Park. And music, Lori Risch, is just one part of the fun that always is happening at the Behringer Crawford.
Just one part of the fun. So you always just pay attention to the website. There's always new things happening, coming up, or better yet, just come to DeVue Park. Great activities and great improvements have been occurring throughout the park for the past several years. There's hiking trails. Come on up and spend the day in the park and spend some time at the museum.
And any other fun happening this summer that you'd like to share with the folks before we have to go?
We're just pleased to be able to offer all that we do, and especially with the children's camps, I think. Those are special. Those are getting the children in young, having fun with the kids, having the quality time, learning about local history, making that connection to our community. That's the importance of what we do.
Well, great work there, and thank you, Lori, for coming in this morning, and thank you, Mark, for being here and running down the concert schedule for us, too. Lori Risch, the executive director of the Behringer Crawford Museum, and Mark Schlachter, the organizer of the Music at BCM season, which continues May 16th, Bluegrass and the Bluegrass with the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars. All the information about that on our website, wvxu.org. We'll link you to the Behringer Crawford Museum website, and you can learn more about all the fun that's happening for kids of all ages.